And the kid got a grass out there. I remember the time of the flu, I had it. Got a grass out there with a little white top on it. You take that grass and make a tea. You put it there at the bar and drink that tea. Put a little whiskey in it and drink it. I bet you make that flu walk. And I had it bad. I had it so bad. I'm going to die. And drink a drink for me. But anyhow, we lived in a palace and house, you know. I was living up there. Palace and house. But for the, not quite to the church. I was there. Yes, I said, the old man died. I said, what? The old man died next door to me. I said, oh, she's getting by the step, getting by the clothes. Why didn't he come over here? Try to watch them, you know. I said, he died last night. Yep. I said, you better call the doctor tomorrow. I said, he called the doctor. He called. The doctor called me. He looked at me and said, Joseph, doctor, see him. I said, the doctor, that was the doctor. He said, Joseph, you say, oh, why you wear this regular post-school? I said, well, I didn't know. I had the strain so bad. I hardly could walk. I walked with a stick. I had a stick. I hardly could get out of the bed. He said, you could call me. I said, I'll call me. Fix him up some bed. He said, whatever, I'll fix him a bottle of medicine. He said, you got to get all right, buddy. Fix him up a bottle of medicine. And plenty of things that people would throw away, that throw out of the drugstore, clean out of the drugstore. A little bottle, but that high. And it was about, what about that tall? And you put some, I don't know what he put in it, but anyhow, it smells good, it's very good. So you take a teaspoonful of this every 2 or 3 hours. And I took it, it's bad, I had to see it bad doing it. I could walk. I took that thing, 2 or 3 beers, and fast, I got up by walking around, I couldn't put on a stick. I said, I just said, well, it's been a thing right now, it's so way that bad crew, the drugstore up there. Doctor, let me see what his name. But I knew his name not long ago, last year. He died last year. Colonel Doctor. He was the druggist man at that place. He was on the step.
Well,
I knew his name, but I can't call his name. Anyhow, I knew it, but I can't call it.
Yeah. He died.
Huh?
He died. Did you ever get anything for bad blood? You ever, you know, people giving you something in the spring?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got that too. I got it. You get out there, you know. I got a tree out there. You go there and get you the root of that, get the root of the sassafras tree.
Uh-huh.
I got 2 feet of them out there. Cut you the piece of that root, and you carry it to your house. You take that root, you buy it, and make it smell good to you. But it's kind of big, kind of bitter. But I buy it. I took it, drink it. I used to drink it every year, but I drink it now for a good while, but it was good to drink. Just take that and drink that, fix it up, man.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Well, there's plenty of things, but we don't know. You don't know that I had an old man back there. He died. All the old people that died, all the young people that don't want to learn that, they got time. Like me or you, but I might take time. You might take that time, baby, because you got a little more sense than the rest of them. Like the old man told me, he said, I thought I saw them boys, how to do. He said, they don't want to learn. They don't want to learn. He said, I wish I could learn. I said, I wish I could learn, but I can't learn because I can't talk Creole, some kind of Creole, he said, the prayer. But his old grandpa used to say it too. But you can't say it because you don't know, you can't talk Creole, I can't talk. He said, I love you, coffee, but you can't talk. I said, I don't know what you say. Well, I wouldn't know. But he'd get there, man, he'd say a few prayers. I tell you, buddy,